Hello, I hope you're doing well today. We're still at the first gate, and this is practice number 4, mirror meditation number 4. Now, this practice has the potential to be quite challenging because it's dealing with our current lifetime. Now, for those of you who have done a lot of work digging into your past and childhood traumas, this might be a lot easier for you than for those of you who are new to this. And I just want to set this up with an understanding that this work takes a lot of courage, and it does get easier over time, but initially it can really it can cause what feels like, and what is to some extent, chaos and a little bit of imbalance. You know, we are dealing with programming and trauma that has been shoved and stuffed down for so long, and we're trying to handle it now all at once instead of in real time when we didn't have the skills. Well, now you are older and wiser, and hopefully know how to be there for yourself. And that is an essential ingredient to being able to get through this work with love and patience and tenderness towards self. So that said, I would also like to say that nothing here has the power to hurt you. It may be uncomfortable to remember things, or, you know, we're not really trying to relive anything. We're not going back into that time necessarily. We're simply bringing it into our consciousness now. We're looking, we're seeing, we're accepting. And so that can be uncomfortable, or it can bring up really painful feelings. So it's really your responsibility to give yourself the time and the sweetness and the compassion that will help you move up and out of anything that you are experiencing. The other thing to remember is that you only have to go as far as you're ready to go. At any point, you can stop and you can say, this is too much. I need to process this. I can do more later. So also be really aware of what your edges are and honor them. They're there for a reason. There are so many ways that you can support yourself in dealing actively and effectively with anything that might arise. Remember to invoke the elements. You can return to the element meditation. Yoga, body work, cleansing diets, salt or clay baths, herbs, flower essences, essential oils, meditation, and energy work like Reiki can all assist your body and your mind with the healing process. So turn to these things, use them. There are many levels of this work, and if you're serious about going all the way, you may find it very difficult to go alone. So you may want to work with someone such as myself, or in a group setting with like-minded spiritual warriors. So consider how you're going to support yourself through the more challenging aspects of this work. Okay, so I'm going to have you pause here. Go ahead and set up your mirror and your sacred space with whatever ritual you've developed for yourself, whether it's the candle or saying a prayer or mantra. And when you're ready, just come back. So sitting in front of your mirror, let your body soften. Engage with your own eyes. And as you breathe, simply let your jaw fall open, revealing your vocal channel. giving you access to this slide that will take us on a journey. This time as we travel, you'll bring your awareness to all of the holdings of this lifetime. Remember times that you held back. Felt guilty or ashamed because of something you said. Or times you were afraid to speak up for yourself or others. Bring to mind all of the hurts that you've swallowed. All of the injustices ignored. Sense the energetic imprints of pain or even laughter squelched. Feel the long dead energies of all of these remnants stirring and yawning awake. Let that lump in your throat rise up to the surface. Feel it. Dissect that lump and feel the screams, the cries, the songs, laughter, the curses, the proclamations of love, rising and releasing into the light. If a memory or a feeling resonates deeply, follow it. Give it a voice if necessary. You don't have to sit here quietly anymore. You don't have to keep it back or hold it in anymore. Expel old programming and restore your pure self to yourself. Be willing to let go of what has been holding you back, fanning the flames of your fears or misguided beliefs about yourself, your voice, and the power of your creative expression. Be willing to make a new promise to yourself. Create a new belief, one that encourages and honors your truth. This is the fourth practice, a recapitulation of sorts of all of the holdings around the throat in this lifetime. It takes time for things to be revealed, so pay attention as you go about your day and weeks ahead. Note your dreams, note the comings and goings of people, things that appear, messages you receive. And use it all to help purify this channel, to help free your voice. And remember, it's called a practice because that's what it takes. Practice a few times with the recording, and then practice on your own and just trust and let it happen. Good work.